had to pass a conditioning test. So, no, we there was a handful of guys here working hard and, you know, new to the town. So really no reason to go anywhere. And we just enjoyed the city and tried to work as much here as I could.
Who were some of the other guys? So,
yeah, I worked out a lot with Brandon. But, you know, just guys, you know, when they're in town, they're in and trying to stay up on the offense, trying to stay in shape and be ready to go.
How much more are you enjoying this offensive system, considering Chicago is such a run-first mentality?
Yeah, I'm excited to play in this offense. It's a great system. It's a great system for the quarterback, and we've just got a ton of talent on offense. So we should really have the ability to score a lot of points.
How was your first practice with Brandon Marshall today? How did you look?
Felt good. Didn't throw too many balls. You know, it's more of a mental practice, obviously, more of a mental day. Get everybody up and going. But Brandon looked good, nice big receiver, and really catches the ball well, so I'm excited to work with him.
When you heard him say a couple weeks ago, I'm going to be there July 27th, what did you think?
I thought it was great, you know, just one more piece to the puzzle, and like I said, we got a lot of guys on offense, but he's certainly a big piece of that.
Do you have any uncertainty whether you'll have your best receiver come the start of the season or
anything like that? I don't think so. You know, but we play with who's here. Everybody hopes he's here, and do some great things.
What do you have to do now to, I guess, establish that chemistry? And how are you going to do it?
Just work as hard as possible every day. The work ethic has to come from the quarterback position, and I certainly plan on doing that. Getting the playbook, the weight room, spend extra time on the practice field, and just really do anything as an offense we have to gel.
Any part of you that's a little bummed that you have to be here when the rest of the veterans don't get here?
No, I think Chris and I and Tom could certainly use the extra mental time, so it's good. And you know, for quarterbacks, this is the first time that we opened up camp throwing in shoulder pads, which I know Chris and I really enjoyed and kind of knocked that rust off right away.
Have you learned different things here or more things? Has your football IQ gone up under the system?
Certainly. I've learned different things and new things. So it's been great. We got a great coaching staff on offense. Obviously, Josh as the head, but Coach McCoy and Bobby Turner and Clancy and all these guys, Rico, all these guys bring different pieces to the puzzle from different, you know, from all over the place. And I try to just take a little bit from everybody.
What does having been named starting quarterback mean, or do you still just look at it like it's going to be a battle?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it helps to be able to get the majority of the reps and get the reps that I need, so that's great. And to be the face in the huddle and try to develop that leadership role starting right now. So I was happy with the timing.
As you were hanging out in Denver in the downtime, did people recognize you, or you started to?
Yeah, they did. It was fun.
What kind of reception did you get?
What's that?
What were people saying to you when you're just? You know,
oh, it's been great. I think the fans here are great. I think they really want a good football team and want you to succeed. So it's been great.
What'd they say to you?
Well, lots of different things.
Such as?
I don't know. I can't remember.
What did the scene look like just after the conditioning run? Was it like a battle?
Yeah, everybody did great. I know I had some nervous weeks up to the conditioning test. It was certainly tough, but I was impressed that everybody made it, and you could tell that the rookies were working hard on their time away as well. So everybody did a great job with that.
No casualties?
No, not at all. So it was a effective conditioning test, let me tell you.
Is this the first time you've opened a camp where you were taking all of the number one?
I think so, yeah.
Is that weird for you at all?
It's great. It's always frustrating going into camp with another guy taking as many reps as you, and it puts everybody just at such a disadvantage, myself included. So I'm happy with it. I'm going to continue to work as hard as I can and really just hope to see my game improve that much more.
Last time was what, senior year?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
What made you well-suited to this system? That's where we keep hearing that you're well-suited to the system that is being brought in here. What do you do particularly well that makes you well-suited?
Well, I think you have to be, you really have to be perfect before the snap of the football. All the procedure stuff that goes along with this offense, you really have to do a good job with that, and that's one of my strengths. And really just going, you know, taking what the defense gives you and going you know, the correct spot with the football every time. That's what I try to do, and usually this offense runs pretty good when the ball goes to the right spot.
What is it right now with you in terms of the offense? I mean, you said you could use the extra time, all you guys could use the extra time, but and obviously it's a learning curve throughout training camp, but as you enter camp, I mean, where do you think you are in the offense? I mean, are you comfortable yet?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I think I know all the plays. I can get up on the board and talk you through every play, and I can do all that stuff, but have I repped everything 20, 30, 40 times? No, and that's what it takes. And in this league, you can't really think when you're playing. You got to it's got to be second nature, and really that's my goal, is to try to get as much stuff as possible to become second nature.
In your career, when you've been involved in quarterback competitions, how have you handled? Do you read about it in the media, watch on TV, or are you one of those guys that tries to stay away from it and turn the channel?
I don't read a whole lot about anything media-wise. My job is to show up and work as hard as I can, and that's what I try to do every day.